أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم.
Today, two-thirds of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, have been completed. Two-thirds, the two ashras. After some time, a few hours, the third ashra, the last third of Ramadan, with Allah's grace, Allah's blessings, generosity, this will start. The third, the last third. And this last third, it's emotion, feelings, state. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each third has kept unique. First there was rahmah, then there was maghfirah. First there was mercy, then there was forgiveness. And in this last third of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala's rewards will rain down. So the first two thirds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala totally gave us practice, rehearsal, via the fast. And Allah Ta'ala explained and encouraged the habits for the muttaqeen. With the barakah of the fast, those habits have come into us. And every day, the fasting person who has kept the fast, observed the fast, like we have, alhamdulillah, and due to those qualities that are developed in that person, that Allah Ta'ala allows to develop, they have come into the person through that time. Now Allah Ta'ala's rewards will rain down. And this last third of Ramadan, this Ashra, is also freedom from the fire of hell. Freedom from the fire of hell. This is the sign. And good news about that, that Allah Ta'ala has given to you Jannah, paradise. Obviously, if we look opposite to Jannah, is Jahannam. So if a person's got freedom from hell, then that person's maqam becomes paradise. That person's abode becomes paradise. And Allah Ta'ala, with regards to His rewards, to distribute His rewards in this ashra, in this final third, last 10 days, some nights Allah Ta'ala selected, about which Allah Ta'ala has stated in the Quran, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, when this great month, when he introduced and praised it to us and defined it, he said that in this month Allah Ta'ala has put such a night which is greater than 1,000 months. So that night is the night to reward the muttaqis, those people who've got taqwa, to reward them. And Allah Ta'ala has selected the odd nights. Allah Ta'ala has selected the odd nights from which this night of power will fall in one of the odd nights. And also, another thing that's hidden is that from the odd nights, Allah Ta'ala hasn't hinted at a specific night. Rather, every odd night is the night of Laylatul Qadr. Just like tonight is the first of those odd nights, the 21st night is Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, the night of Laylatul Qadr. So it's a very important night tonight. Tonight, this during this night, what reward will be assigned, distributed, given? And just like the muttaqis will be rewarded here, in reality, the person, if he's rewarded here as the muttaqi, then he will leave this world with the reward. This is the reward for those who've tried. Up to now, we've just tried, made effort to become a muttaqi via the fast. This was our niyyah for keeping the fast, that during the fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, during Ramadan, Allah has given us this ibadah of fasting that we can do and observe so we can become muttaqis. So due to this effort, Allah ta'ala has given us these nights, which are called Laylatul Qadr. That my servants, I want to reward you for your efforts and I want to distribute that reward. So we need to try. We need to make effort. Subhanallah. That Allah ta'ala in this world, in this dunya, He's given us the ability to try and become muttaqis. Now after the 30 nights, alhamdulillah, the individual who departs Ramadan is a muttaqi. And until that time, as long as he is here in this world, until he doesn't leave this world, until he doesn't depart this world, if he is steadfast on this taqwa, then imagine the reward for that person in the hereafter. Look, brothers, we have worked hard, alhamdulillah. We have suppressed our desires, crushed our desires. We have not listened to the nafs. We have obeyed Allah's ahkams, Allah's orders. We have developed an awareness of sins. Allah's love has come into us. Good deeds. We've got the passion to want to do good deeds. Brothers, this is a great mercy of Allah, great generosity of Allah. That the sign of the acceptance of repentance, one of the signs of repentance, stated that whoever's repentance is accepted, then within that person a quality arises, a feeling arises, that he, such a feeling, such an emotion develops within that person, generates within that person, that good, pious things, his desire increases towards good things, pious things, and his heart feels distaste towards wrong things, evil things, to this extent that he doesn't like sitting with those people or amongst people, rather that are not doing good. Rather, he would stay distant, far. And he holds beloved the action of doing good or staying in good company rather than sit in bad company and to do not good actions, improper actions. So, when he knows what is good and what is not good, then he doesn't desire sitting even in the company of people who he knows, but they're not doing good. And the heart feels loss and darkness when sins are surrounding it. An individual came to me, he became a Muslim. And at that time he had a big desire for music. He was an Englishman. And he came to do tawbah, to repent. And he said that I cannot leave music. I'll become a Muslim, but this is a weak point for me. That can I become a Muslim like this if I don't leave music? So my brothers, we know what the Quran says, that when a person, he steps towards Allah, then those things become beloved to him that are beloved to Allah. When a person goes far from Allah, then he starts to love those things that Allah Ta'ala dislikes. So this quality comes into the person. So anyway, I had yaqeen, belief, alhamdulillah, he became a Muslim. And after some time we met again. And automatically he said, oh, I've thrown that all away. I don't like those things, those actions. I enjoy now recitation of Quran. And I've got lots of cassettes of Quran now that I listen to. So this is a nur, a light, tawbah, it's a flame, it enlightens a person. Because when a person does true tawbah, repentance, like when we've come to this final third of Ramadan. So that light has come into us. And when we will depart from Ramadan, then those things that Allah Ta'ala dislikes, we will dislike. And those things that Allah likes, we will like. So this is a sign of tawbah that comes into a person. And the other quality that's been mentioned is that wasteful actions, wasteful talk, wasteful wasting of time and using the time incorrectly, a person goes far from that. And he becomes immersed in dhikr. He becomes occupied and busy and has a love for the dhikr of Allah. And comparison to the things that have no relationship with that, wasteful talk, nonsense discussions, or wasteful passing of time, all those things that Allah Ta'ala has told us to refrain from, he leaves those things. So two things come to that person. One is that he has an awareness of bad, love for good, and love for dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah. He has a lot of love for that. So that's why I stated that this is the sign of true tawbah, sincere repentance, sincere repentance. Now, the muttaqi, what's the sign, another sign of the muttaqi that arises in a person? And that is that due to having taqwa, alhamdulillah, a person, he develops humility, pride is eliminated. And you know, small things upon which a person, he tries to show himself, I've done this much ibadah, I've worshipped, and I've done this and that, this deed and this action. And he tells people, he shows off to people. But when taqwa comes into a person, then his feeling, his emotion, his state becomes that he doesn't look towards his ibadat and worship. He wants to hide his own worship himself. After every deed he practices, after every action that's implemented, he cries and he says that he accepts, I'm not capable of this ibadah. I was not able to fulfill the right of this ibadah. My prostration, there's something lacking. There's something lacking in my ruku, in my bowing. On every deed that he implements, he sees a missing link, a gap, something lacking. And he says bad to himself. He considers himself to be low. You've done nothing. You've wasted your time. And rather, despite the fact that there was no second or time or moment that he wasted, but on his tongue he puts himself down. And I've heard great walis of Allah who have said this. Myself, Hazrat Nur al-Marqada, from his blessed statement, I heard himself that he said, I wasted my time. And many great awliya said this. And my shaykh said, I wasted my time. I wasn't able to practice anything. I was not able to present worship to Allah. This feeling, this recognition, this is a great ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala gives to a person. And this comes via taqwa. Subhanallah, via taqwa. During Ramadan, through the action of fasting, Allah Ta'ala has allowed us, permitted us to develop this. Allah Ta'ala purifies a person, makes him humble, that I'm nothing. Humility comes in. Simplicity comes in. So Allah Ta'ala has given him a great assistance and resource. And this is an azim, great sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Various companions have narrated this, that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, herself stated that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in one sitting he would recite more than 100 times istighfar. The noble companions said that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would continuously recite istighfar. Allahumma kfirli tawbah. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha said that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would ongoing recite istighfar 100 times. On every sitting, the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to do this. Rabbi kfirli, Rabbi kfirli, subhanAllah. And I saw my Hazrat himself, that no moment would pass that the Hazrat Sahib was not reciting astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah from his blessed tongue. Standing, sitting, lightly, he'd be reciting. If you put your ears closer to him, you'd hear this. So, this is how much a person develops awareness. That those things that I cannot do, that if I'm not able to do properly, I'm not fulfilling the rights due to Allah, I'm not using my time properly, I don't think my ibadah is correct, complete. So he gets satisfaction from this point. That when he recites istighfar regularly, he feels that remorse, regret. Look, great examples in this beautiful night when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave Laylatul Qadr and he's distributing the rewards of Laylatul Qadr in that night, as Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha stated. And Aisha قالت قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
هيثم علمت أي ليلة القدر ما أقول فيها قال قولي اللهم إنك عفو تحب الأفاف مني رواية أحمد بن ماجه ترمذي.
So this hadith in Ahmad Tirmidhi, has Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha said, O Prophet of Allah, look at the great lady who asked this question. What was her status? One title for her was enough, that she was the Habiba, the beloved of the beloved of Allah. Subhanallah, you can imagine yourself what was her maqam, that she was the beloved of the beloved of Allah. And she is from the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such a wife that in her room the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, subhanallah. And her great status was what? That she was proud of saying that before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed from this world, Allah's Nabi said to me that your miswak, can you please, oh Aisha, can you please moisten it, make it soft. As Aisha radiallahu anha said, that I took the miswak, I put it in my mouth, I moistened it, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam chewed on it. And she said that, subhanAllah, in the final moments, that my and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saliva, it met. Subhanallah. So she was proud of that. And that she was abida, zahida. She did ibadah, worshipped. That what a great woman she was. That close to Allah, what maqam she must have had. She has. So she said, O Prophet, that if I, what dua should I do if I know that this is the is Laylatul Qadr, the night of power? So she said, if I were to witness the night of power, that if I was to witness, if I was to know that the night of power is present, then what dua shall I make? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's قولي اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. Oh Aisha, just recite this dua to Allah, that oh Allah, you are most forgiving, and subhanallah, إنك عفو, oh Allah, you are most forgiving. That, and before that he says, Allah, I'm a criminal, I'm sinful, I do bad, I'm a wrongdoer, I don't fulfill the rights of your worship. And so Rasulullah was teaching Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa, the final prophet, to his blessed wife. He's explaining that this time do this dua to Allah. That O Allah, Allahumma innaka afuun. O Allah, you are most forgiving. Tuhibbul afwa. You love to forgive. You love to forgive. Subhanallah. You are the one who forgives. You are most forgiving. And you love to forgive. تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ. Oh my Mawla, فَعْفُ أَنِّي. Please forgive me. Subhanallah. So this is the dua of Laylatul Qadr. This is the maqsad, the objective. Now Ramadan teaches us this. The istighfar, tawbah, repentance. Istighfar, asking Allah forgiveness. Make this the habit of life. And this is the lesson that Ramadan has given to us. Now, even in such a great night, to ask from Allah, what should we ask for? Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Because whatever we will attain after repentance, tawbah. You can do as much ibadah as you want. You can do dhikr as much as you want. You can recite Quran as much as you want. You can do other deeds as much as you want. But if the door of repentance is not opened and accepted, the ajr of the rewards will not be attained. The biggest action for a human being is tawbah. The biggest action, the most important action for a human being is tawbah, to do tawbah, to repent first. And then bow with humility in front of Allah. Despite of all the ibadat we've done in the first two thirds of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq to do these fasting, qiyam in the night, sayam, fasting, reading, praying, tarawih. But all of these things will be accepted only at that time. Allah Ta'ala is making us recognize that. Have you done true tawbah yet or not? So Laylatul Qadr, the night of Laylatul Qadr, it is the night to revive the feeling of tawbah, that make your tawbah firm, make your tawbah from Allah. I'm giving you another chance to become a muttaqi. The biggest condition to be a muttaqi is that you need to be a person who repents in the presence of Allah. So these kalamat, this kalamat have been told, but we need to bring it practically into our lives. The Allah, subhanallah. Oh Allah, Allahumma innaka afuwun. Subhanallah. Allah, you love to forgive, so I repent to you. Allah, Allah, you love to forgive, I repent to you. Allah, please forgive me. And what does this mean? That the rest of my life after this today, just like you've told me how to keep the fast, that this is how to live a life, this is how to develop taqwa. And throughout Ramadan, we have practiced this, that Allah's ahkams, we put them in front of us. Allah Ta'ala is making us rehearse this. Allah's orders, Allah's ahkams, put them in front of you during your life. Allah told us to leave this, refrain from this, and He's ordered us to do X, Y, Z, and control your nafs, your desires. So on this basis, I do tawbah, wallah, I repent Allah. Tonight is the night of Laylatul Qadr. And many people say that which ibadah should we do? Is Laylatul Qadr. What worship action shall I do? What ibadah shall I do? Now, there's no specific ibadah on the night of power. It's that the we should do the same ibadah that we normally do, except that subhanallah, this night, all night long, subhanallah, that Allah Ta'ala loves those who repent. That's the greatest ibadah. Allah Ta'ala says, all night long, because I give special forgiveness on this night, special forgiveness, because their hearts have been softened over the 20 days. And I've explained everything to them about their nafs, the dangers of the nafs. So for now for them, it's very easy for them to do tawbah, Allah Ta'ala says. Very easy for them to do tawbah. So the beginning of this ashra, Allah Ta'ala starts with tawbah again. That this is the final third of Ramadan to gain rewards. So to get the rewards, first step, you have to recognize and accept that a person is a sinner and do tawbah again, right at the beginning of this ashra. Yeah? So if we don't do tawbah, if we don't repent, then our whole Ramadan will be wasted. So tonight, the first night of Laylatul Qadr, and in this night, the greatest ibadah, the greatest act of worship, the Holy Prophet ﷺ has taught us this. The Prophet ﷺ told his beloved wife that in this night ask Allah for forgiveness. And to the whole ummah, via as Aisha Sadiqa radiyallahu anha, and to such people, sinful people like us, the Prophet ﷺ gave a message that don't be deceived. All the ibadah you've done, all the Quran you've recited in the 20 days, however much you have done, whatever actions you've performed, but always you should be implementing tawbah, repenting. If you do sincere tawbah, then your previous deeds will be accepted. The tariqah, the method of doing tawbah, that come to Allah. Allah Ta'ala says that ask from me. Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Oh, this is our function, our objective and task in this night, most of all. That what is the action that Allah loves most in this night is that a person who is wrapped in sins. A person, a human being who is wrapped up in sins all life long, the human being who disobeyed, rejected, he should come, raise his hands, Allah forgive me. Allah says, when my servant does this, innaka afuwun, subhanallah. Allah says, I am most forgiving. Then when somebody comes and pleads to me, and begs to me, that Allah please forgive me, fa'fu anni. Then that's it. Allah Ta'ala says that I love this action. تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوُ. The most of all, out of everything, what do I love? Allah says, I love to forgive. That a sinful person comes to me and he requests his forgiveness. And I don't just forgive, I like this, Allah Ta'ala says. I love this. When a person comes to me, he asks me for forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala says, I love this action of that person when he requests forgiveness. Allahumma innaka afuun. Allah says that I am most forgiving and I forgive that person. And what is forgiving? What is forgiveness? That, oh Allah, I should go and say, Allah, I've sinned and whatever orders you gave, I disobeyed. or rejected. You said, don't do this action. I did the action. You said, don't bring this item into your home. I brought the item into my home. I decorated my home with those negative things. People prayed salah. People at that time did dhikr, remembered you. And in our house, the voice would come out, the noise would come out. Jinn and shayateen would come and sit with us. And when we'd be tired and go home in the night, then those devices that you didn't like, we'd listen to them, put them on and listen to things that are not good, and then we'd sleep. Imagine the difference. Look at the big difference. That in that portion of the night when people do dhikr or do tilawat of Quran and ibadah, in my home I kept such negative things, sinful things, that I would utilize them to relax myself and pass the time. And that in that condition with the shayateen, with jinnat, would sit with me and play games. And that I would take them with me and they'd sleep with me. Then how can a person like that wake up at the tahajjud time? How his heart would be so hard, and it does become, and it's dark and intense, and the light comes out of their hearts. So Allah Ta'ala has given opportunity that Allah said, we should promise Allah, I will release myself from all of these things, and promise all the wasteful things I had in my life, Allah, I will throw them out. This is tawbah. No, Allah, forgive me. Allah, you are Rahim, Kareem. What forgiveness is this? That explain to Allah specifically what you are asking for. Specifically the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his tariqah, his sunnah, we've rejected it, Allah. Allah, please forgive me for that. That woman or man who doesn't ask for forgiveness today, believe me, the very severe words Allah Ta'ala has used, that the person who's Ramadan, he passes in this way, that he doesn't ask for tawbah, then his life will pass like that. May Allah not allow, without tawbah, repentance, that person will depart from this world. That is tawbah. That those things should not be in our homes that encourage vice and wrong and evil. They should leave the home. Otherwise, all our fast was just poverty, hunger and thirst. It was just a rehearsal of staying hungry and thirsty and nothing else. Laylatul Qadr night is telling us. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained to us clearly. And he's told us the dua, subhanallah, that this is the summary of this night. Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'funi, that whatever you've done in Ramadan, the worship, the task, the deeds, if you want to attain Laylatul Qadr, then commit sincere repentance in this night. True tawbah is an, oh Allah, ask for tawbah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. No, promise to Allah. Promise we will pray salah. And whatever energy you give to us in the power, if we are ill, there's an excuse, okay, fair enough. Otherwise, alhamdulillah, we will go to the masjid and pray salah. Women folk also do dua for praying at home. And they should also promise that we will leave not observing parda and lying and arguments, and fulfill the rights of the husband, not to argue with the husband, and the husband when he fights with the wife and not to give her the rights, he needs to leave this. The whole list will come out. And we should ask Allah for forgiveness. And if I say that Allah won't do this, and today I will release myself from these sins, and after today I won't do this. These are three steps. That put the sins in front of ourselves, which sins, A, B, C, D, that we will ask Allah for forgiveness. Then upon those sins, for those sins, we'll say, Allah, I'll leave those sins today. And then say, I will not commit those sins again. This is a combination of three things. And that in this, then it's stated, this person asked Allah for forgiveness. He has done tawbah. And upon this tawbah, Allah says, immediately go, all your sins are forgiven. And you are today, just like you are born from the womb of your mother today. You are free from the sins today. Subhanallah. So this is my friends, Laylatul Qadr. And for this reason, Allah says, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr, wa ma adraka ma Laylatul Qadr. Subhanallah. So it's greater than 1,000 months. And after this tawbah and this night, if a person does ibadah, then after that worships, then greater than 1,000 months this night becomes, and his ibadah expands and multiplies more than that. Subhanallah, so today's ibadah, today's staying up, today's dhikr, all of this increases and becomes greater than 1,000 months. Allah Ta'ala is guaranteed in the Quran. This is the thawab immediately that person attains. If he does tawbah, first tawbah is the condition though. Tawbah, repent first. If today we fall prey to our nafs and we don't do tawbah, we don't repent, then we have wasted our Ramadan and then we'll waste our lives as well. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to implement tawbah, sincere repentance. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. فهو يزين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد هذا يجيب الكرم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد نبي الأمي وزوجه مهد المؤمنين وزوجيته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا مزيدا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وذنوبنا وغسلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعملنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو يا كريم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على مدادها اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأجرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا نبي البليات اتبع مريادنا يا شافي المراد اشفع مرادنا اللهم اشفي مرضانا مرضى المسلمين اللهم اشفي مرضانا مرضى المسلمين يا شافي المراد اشفع مرادنا يا شافي المراد اشفع مرادنا يا شافي المراد اشفع مرادنا اللهم اوفنا في بدني اللهم اوفنا في سمي اللهم اوفنا في بدني اللهم اوفنا في قلبي اللهم اوفنا في روحي يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اغفر لنا اللهم اغفر لنا اللهم اغفر لنا یا اللہ ہمارے تمام مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما دے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمارے تمام مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما دے میرے مولا اللہ ہمارے تمام مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما دے ہمارے ایک ذکر کے ساتھی ہیں ان کے پھوپھا کا آج انتقال ہو گیا ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے اللہ پاک ان کو جنت فردوس میں جگہ عطا فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ ان کے درجات کو بلند فرمائے آج قبر کی پہلی رات ہے اللہ تعالیٰ ان کے سوالات ان پہ آسان فرمائے جو بھی انہوں نے نیک اعمال کیے میرے مولا ان کے اجر عظیم نصیب فرمائے ان کی اولاد کو ان کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ بنائے ان کی قبر میں ان کی آنکھوں کو ٹھنڈک بنائے اے میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل سے ان کے لواحقین کو صبر جمیل عطا فرما اے اللہ ان کے لواحقین کو صبر جمیل عطا فرما اے میرے مولا تمام جتنے بھی لوگ جن کے لواحقین دنیا سے جا چکے میرے مولا ان سب کی بخود فرما بالخصوص میرے مولا ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما اے اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما ان کی قبروں کو میرے مولا جنت کی کیاریاں بنا دے یا رحم الرحیم اپنے فضل کرم سے تمام مشاہ کرام کے درجات کو بلند فرما بالخصوص میرے شیخ حضرت علی مرتضیٰ کو میرے مولا مقام ممتاز نصیب فرما میرے مولا مقام ممتاز نصیب فرما آخرت میں اونچا مقام نصیب فرما نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا قرب نصیب فرما یا رحم الرحیم اپنے فضل کرم کے فیض کو جاری و ساری فرما یا اللہ ان کی تعلیمات پہ ہمیں کرنے کی توفیق فرما
جو بھی اس سلسلے سے جڑے ہوئے ہیں محبت کے ساتھ، اخلاص کے ساتھ، عقیدے کے ساتھ، خدمت کے ساتھ میں نے بولا، ان کے درجات کو بلند فرما یا اللہ، انہی حالات کے ساتھ، انہی حضرات کے ساتھ ان کے حشر فرما، قبر میں بھی، حشر میں بھی، آخرت میں بھی، اور جنت میں بھی مولا. اے میرے مولا، تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے میرے مولا یا اللہ تمہاری ساری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. آج کے ذکر میں جو بھی ہمیں دعائیں مانگیں گے قبول فرما. اے میرے مولا، شب قدر شروع ہونے والی ہے میرے مولا، شب قدر کے فرشتے نزول کرنے والے ہیں یا کریم. اے میرے مولا، آج کی ساری برکات ہمیں نصیب فرما یا اللہ. آج کی رات کا جو مقصد ہے وہ ہمیں نصیب فرما یا اللہ. رات کی جو عظیم عبادت ہے توبہ، یا اللہ ہمیں نصیب فرما ایسی سچی اور پکی توبہ نصیب فرما کہ ساری زندگی اس توبہ پہ ہم قائم رہیں. یا اللہ، تمام خرافات سے، تمام بری چیزوں سے، تمام ہر چیز سے میرے مولا ہمیں توبہ کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. نفس و شیطان کے تذکر سے باق فرما یا رحم الرحمین، یا رحم الرحمین. تو فضل فرما، کرم فرما آج کی رات میں. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه نور ارجه زينة فرشه وعليه صحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.